The story of Daniel in the lion's den from the Bible.
So two supervisors and the singers went as a group to the king, and they said, "King Darius, live forever."
So they went to the king and talked to him about the law he had made. They said, "King Darius, you signed a law that says for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or man except you, the king, would be thrown into the lion's den. You did sign that law, didn't you?" The king answered, "Yes, I signed that law, and the laws of the Medes and Persians cannot be canceled or changed."
Then they said to the king, "That man named Daniel is not paying any attention to you. He's one of the captives from Judah, and he's not paying any attention to the law you signed. Daniel still prays to his God 3 times a day.
Well, the king became very sad and upset when he heard this. He decided to save Daniel. He worked until sunset trying to think of a way to save him. Then the men went as a group to the king and said to him, "Remember, king, that the law of the Medes and Persians says that no law or command signed by the king can ever be canceled or changed."
So King Darius gave the order. They brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May the God you serve save you." Big rock was brought and put over the opening of the lion's den. Then the king used his ring and put his seal on the rock. He also used the rings of his officials and put their seals on the rock. This showed that no one could move that rock and bring Daniel out of the lion's den. Then King Darius went back to his house. He didn't eat that night. He didn't want anyone to come and entertain him. He couldn't sleep all night.
The next morning, King Darius got up just as it was getting light and ran to the lion's den. He was very worried. When he got to the lion's den, he called to Daniel. He said, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to save you from the lions? You always serve your God."
Daniel answered, "King, live forever. My God sent his angel to save me. The angel closed the lions' mouths. The lions have not hurt me because my God knows I am innocent. I never did anything wrong to you, king."
King Darius was very happy. He told his servants to lift Daniel out of the lion's den. And when Daniel was lifted out of the den, they didn't find any injury on his body. The lions did not hurt Daniel because he trusted in his God.
That was the story of Daniel in the lion's den from the Bible.